Welcome to Great Songs, a production of Hawaii Public Radio and the Lotte Lehmann Foundation. I'm Gary Hickling. This program will feature the voices from a golden age of song. We'll begin with Caruso, a name almost everyone associates with opera, but he also sang and recorded songs. The following song in English is called For You Alone, recorded in 1910. Enrique Caruso in Gilles' For You Alone, recorded in 1910. At that time, the microphone had yet to be invented, so the singer sang into a large horn. We'll return to Caruso, but now let's move on to Melba, another name that people recognize with no first name needed, in this case, Nellie. Born in 1861, Melba studied with the most famous teacher of the 19th century, Marchesi, and developed an enviable technique. Though famous in opera, Melba also recorded songs. From a 1910 recording now, Bishop's Lo, Hear the Gentle Lark. Thank you. who, among other things, gave her name to a kind of toast, one of the golden names in the golden age of singers. We heard "Lo, Hear the Gentle Lark" by Bishop, the same composer who gave us "Home, Sweet Home." On this program of great songs, a chance to hear these famous opera singers of the past in song. Another name that one knows well is Tetrazzini. Born in 1871, she vied with Melba in fame for some of the same opera roles. Let's hear Tosti's song La Serenata, the Serenade, recorded in 1909. Luisa Tetrazzini, in a 1909 recording of Tosti's La Serenata, with Percy Pitt, the pianist. If you've tuned in late, you must adjust your ears to these early recordings and listen past the surface noise to hear the expertise of these golden age singers. Next, we'll hear Beniamino Gigli. Born in 1890, he inherited the mantle and some say even surpassed Caruso. Judge for yourself. The most famous tenors of the Golden Age, in the most famous song of tenors, O Sole Mio, O Son of Mine, by De Capua. Recorded in 1934, the first recording we've heard on this program of great songs that uses a microphone. The next Golden Age singer we'll hear is Tito Schipa, born in 1888. A tenor with an instantly recognizable timbre. It has a plaintive quality, but also enough power to fill an opera house with sound. We'll hear a song on this program of great songs, The Nightingale and the Rose by Rimsky-Korsakov.
Thank you.
Shiba in Rimsky-Korsakov's The Nightingale and the Rose, recorded in 1932. What beautiful diction. There's also a certain vulnerability in his tone. On this program of great songs, sampling the Golden Age singers in song. One name that is well known to opera lovers is that of Ernestine Schumann-Heink. Born in 1861, she made her operatic debut in 1878 at the age of 17. She's the first contralto we're hearing today. She sang at Bayreuth and at the Met, and her last performance there was at the age of 70. You'll hear Schumann-Heink now announce the name of her song, Leggero Invisibile, in this 1903 recording.
Leggero Invisibile, song by Madame Schumann-Heink, Columbia Records.
Leggero Invisibile, parola per fiori, parola per fiori, io vivo nei sensi, io vivo nei sogni, io vivo d'amor,
Ernestine Schumann-Heink in Arditi's Leggero Invisibile. Did you notice this coloratura flexibility in a contralto voice? What a range. But the sound was not bad, considering that this was a 1903 recording. Now for another name that has almost an iconographic quality, Galli Curci. Born in 1882, this soprano began as a pianist and took up singing at Mascagni's suggestion. She was largely self-taught, so notice her pure natural tone in this 1928 recording of La Paloma with her husband, Homer Samuels, the pianist. Paloma by Radier, recorded in 1928 by Amelita Galli Curci, with Homer Samuels, the pianist. On this program of great songs, we're sampling the song recordings of the golden age of singers. Another name that opera lovers recognize is that of Poncel, the first American that we're hearing. Born in 1897, Poncel made her Met debut with Caruso in 1918 at the age of 21. We'll hear her in a recording she made after her retirement from opera, this When I Have Sung My Songs by Charles. Notice the rich sound and evenness of her voice throughout all her range.
Never!
One of the really perfect voices of all time, Rosa Poncel, in When I Have Sung My Songs, recorded in 1939 with Romano Romani, the pianist. The next golden age voice we'll hear is that of John McCormick, born in 1884. Known as the convivial Irishman, he actually took U.S. citizenship early in his career. So let's hear him in an American song. John McCormick was one of the best-known voices and sold more records than almost anyone. We heard him in a 1934 recording of Foster's I Dream of Jeannie with Edwin Schneider, the pianist. You're listening to great songs, this time Golden Age singers in song. Well, even deciding what the Golden Age is presents difficulties, but I'm not going to worry about definitions, and move now to a voice that all opera lovers place in that pantheon of the best, Jussi Björling, who we'll hear in Schubert's To Sylvia. Thank you. slowest performances of Schubert's An Silvia, or To Silvia, that you're ever going to hear, but beautifully sung by Jussi Björling with Friedrich Schauwecker in that live performance from Carnegie Hall in 1958. Now we come to that part of this program which I think that many people look forward to, the guessing game. We'll be playing some of the same Golden Age singers that you've heard already, but I won't give you their names. You'll see what you hear. This is Bishop's Home Sweet Home, recorded by the mystery person in 1912. This program of great songs, we're hearing the Golden Age singers in song. And this portion of the program is the guessing game. Can you guess the voice that you just heard in Bishop's Home Sweet Home, sung in English in 1912? It was Luisa Tetrazzini. And now for a 1926 recording. Again, I will give you the name of the artist, see if you can guess. This is the Bach Gounod Ave Maria. Recording of the Bach Gounod Ave Maria. Misha Schmidt was the violinist. Can you guess who was the soprano? It was Rosa Poncel. We continue with the guessing game. Can you name this Golden Age singer? The song is Santa Lucia, recorded in 1916. Did you guess who was singing that 1916 recording of Santa Lucia? Well, if you guessed Caruso, you were right, and Enrique Caruso is the right answer. Next, we'll hear a singer who recorded this particular song in 1913. This is Down in the Forest.
Down in the forest.
Simpsons Down in the Forest was recorded in 1913 by Ernestine Schumann-Heink. You're listening to great songs, songs from the voices of a golden age. This is the guessing portion. See if you can guess who is singing this Debussy song, Romance, in a 1913 recording. Debussy romance that you just heard was recorded in 1931 by one of the Golden Age singers. Could you guess Nellie Melba? She was accompanied by Gabriel Lapierre. Now, here's your final chance to guess the identity of a Golden Age singer.
Trumpeter, what are you sounding now? Is it the call I'm seeking? You'll know the call, said the trumpeter call, when my trumpet goes a-speaking. I'm rousing him up, I'm waking him up. The tents are astir in the valley, and there's no more sleep with the sun for peep, for I'm sounding the old revival.
You're hearing the fabled Irish tenor John McCormick in The Trumpeter, recorded in 1915. I'm your host and producer of Great Songs, Gary Hickling. Thanks for listening.
I'm seeking, can't mistake the call, said the trumpeter call, when my trumpet goes a-speaking. I'm arching on, they're scampering on, there's a drumming of a whole line.